What this amendment does is I've been talking to the senator from Polk, senator from Cole, senator from Jefferson, different parties that are involved with regard to this legislation, and most importantly, the senator from St. Charles from 23rd. What the amendment does is it solves the problem that the assessors are facing in that they believe that they have to negotiate with only one nationally recognized automobile guide. It gives them the opportunity to negotiate with numerous and come up with best price. However, they do finally have to negotiate with a single nationally recognized guide that satisfies the concerns of the senator from the 23rd to make sure that everyone is assessed according to the single nationally recognized guide. The publication has to be approved in conjunction with the assessors and the State Tax Commission. The State Tax Commission also will approve four additional guides that are permissible for use by the taxpayer so that we empower the taxpayer and that if they do find a lower assessed valuation, they may take that into the assessor. The assessor has to adopt that lower value, and it shifts the burden of proof to the assessor to prove a higher value if one of the recognized guides, the approved guide, says that there is a lower value. Unless there are any questions, I renew my motion.
The senator from Clay moves the adoption of Amendment Number 2. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Senator from the 11th, what purpose do you rise?
May I inquire of the senator from Clay?
Senator from Clay?
I yield.
Do you yield? She does. Proceed.
Senator, on the amendment, I heard your explanation. Could you go over the State Tax Commission shall approve four additional guides?
Yes. Senator, what the situation is right now, in talking with the senator from Cole and also the senator from Jefferson, who know a lot about automobiles and trade-in and nationally recognized guides, I was informed that there's probably up to a dozen. Senator from Franklin. I knew it was one of the founding fathers. Senator from Franklin. Senator from Franklin and the senator from Cole. And I was informed that there are numerous guides, maybe up to a dozen, that it would not be difficult at all for the State Tax Commission to approve at least five or six. So we arrived at the numbers in the amendment that they should have no difficulty. That gives the assessors the flexibility of negotiating with all of those that are approved so that basically one nationally recognized guide cannot hold them hostage, financially hold them hostage, so that they have to buy theirs. They get to negotiate with the different guides that are approved by the State Tax Commission.
Define negotiate. I mean, is this going to lower, increase? What? I mean, if you have four guides and I assume they all disagree.
Well, what we're talking about negotiating is because the law used to require the National Automobile Dealers Association, the NADA guide.
Right.
We were told by the assessors organization that as a result, NADA was basically playing stick-em-up because we had, in the words of the assessors, they believe we had authorized basically a monopoly. And so NADA wanted to charge tens of thousands or maybe $100,000 or more for our assessors across the state to use the NADA guide. As a result, the assessors were seeking some relief from that, and I can tell you about my experience in Clay County, but as a whole, the assessors were seeking relief from that so that the tax commission could say, okay, look, all of these guides are okay to use. Now, assessors, you all go out and figure out who can give you the best price on the most reasonable values so that the state of Missouri isn't basically writing a blank check to NADA to charge the assessors anything that they want for the use of their guide. Does that make sense, Senator?
Yeah, I'm starting to understand it more. I'd heard the discussion the other day. I just didn't know. I mean, I know we have essentially, I don't know how long that requirement's been there, a decade or so.
I believe it was in the 80s that it was originally placed when maybe they just...
Well, it's kind of odd, as you know, to sometimes see in statute a reference to what
yes.
is a industry guide, you know, which I don't know that that's great law to begin with, but... I'm sure they had to grapple with some standard of some kind.
I wasn't here at the time, but it's my understanding that that NADA was one of the first nationally recognized guides, and that's how it wound up in the statutes. It's all hearsay.
Right.
But
okay.
I do understand that we need to clean up our statutes and probably get the specific name, trade name, out of our statutes.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Senator. Mr. President.
Senator from the 11th.
Could I inquire of Senator from Polk?
Senator from Polk, do you yield?
I do.
He does. Proceed.
Senator, I didn't get the opportunity the other day on this bill. That, just to ask you the basic. When we say county accessor, is this bill apply to all counties, or is it just a
does.
County where there's an elected assessor?
Applies to all county assessors.
It would be all counties. Or does it define? I'm not seeing where.
I don't think it would have changed anything that wasn't there originally. Let me put it that way. And I'm trying to think now about first-class counties. You're referring to first-class counties?
Yes. Okay. Okay, so it doesn't make any delineation that the assessor is elected, right?
What did you say?
It doesn't. This is all counties.
I think that's correct.
Okay.
I think that's correct.
I mean, in Jackson County, we don't have an elected assessor. In your county, you probably do. Right?
Right.
Okay. So it's everybody. And what I'm getting at is, with this, if the amendment from the Senator from Clay gets on, while we have one guide now, was there any testimony from school districts or anybody as that this might have a detrimental financial impact? I mean, in rural Missouri, where there's more likely an elected assessor, and he or she has four different guides, is there a potential that they go with the lowest because they have to face election?
I believe in the Senator's amendment, it talks that you can pick four guides, and that would be the Assessors Association or members of them with the Tax Commission. And then for the taxpayer, if they went in there, they was assessed a certain value, and for whatever reason, one of those other books had a lower price. For the taxpayer, they could go to the lowest price.
Okay. All right.
So I would assume for the taxpayer, they're going to get the lowest assessed possible on the value of their vehicle. They would have that option out of those books that are picked by the association and the tax commission.
But the state tax commission, who, like, for example, the last bill we dealt with Thursday was an increase, right, in properties in rural Missouri, I mean, are they, you think that they'll pick four guides that are going to be pretty medium range, or when we use this term, I'm not wild about in current statute. Okay, all right. I'm going to actually probably inquire the Senator from Cole if he doesn't mind, and I appreciate the inquiry. Mr. President.
Senator from the 11th.
President, if you would be so kind.
Senator from Cole, do you yield?
Yes, Madam President, I do.
He does. Proceed.
Thank you, Senator. You know a lot more about this than I do. In rural Missouri, because there's the elected assessor, the tendency is that property taxes maybe aren't what they should be, okay? The consequence of that is, you know, coming from cities or the suburbs, our schools, the state compensates, our taxpayers, the state compensates their schools, etc. I mean, we heard that discussion a little bit on Thursday. Explain to me these guides, and is it going to create a situation where any taxpayer can just say, well, the county's wrong, and I went with the lowest guide?
Well, I think, as the Senator from Clay said earlier, the current law listed a guide by name. I mean, I think that's what started this whole conversation, is that since whenever that law was passed, there's obviously dozens, at least a dozen, different valuation guidebooks. So the issue would be if, after the Tax Commission gives the approved list, the way I understand the bill, to the assessors to pick from, that there would also be additional four guides for an individual to have in case his or her assessor appraised their vehicle, in this case, at what they felt was an abnormally high value.
Okay.
That individual from the public could go to and say, here's some other guides that are also approved, and we see a little bit of difference. And guides can make huge swings in values, because some guides check auction values at a vehicle sale once a month. Some do it virtually, where they're following auctions every day, so they know the price of a car every day.
Right.
So online guides, for instance, have a lot more idea of what the present value is of a vehicle than another guide might have.
Okay. So is this sort of like, for want of a better term, sort of a blue book?
And yeah.
Instead of using one blue book where you have four options that the State Tax Commission would approve, and
right.
they're all going to be pretty close, except there might be some deviations.
Well, here's the deal. For instance, you mentioned Blue Book. Kelly Blue Book is one of the guides
right.
that's a well-known name out there and certainly does a great job. And where the issue comes down to, Senator, is if you have the valuation on, let's say, a Ford Taurus. That's a good car to pick, right? But a high-volume car that manufacturers make lots of, all of the books are going to be about the same on that car's value. You're not going to see these huge swings on a vehicle, a Chevy Impala, a Toyota Camry, something that you see a lot of on the road.
Ford Fusion.
Ford Fusion, absolutely. Good. Thank you for pointing that out. But where you get into these vehicles that are not as common, that's where some of the guidebooks can value those vehicles different.
Like the 68 Jaguar or a foreign made or something like that.
Exactly.
Okay.
It's these one-off vehicles that really the value really is made by the market and by the purchaser's eye. So 99% of the time, all the books are really going to be pretty darn close the same on typical volume vehicles.
I appreciate the inquiry, Senator. I don't want to delay the Senator from Coles bill. He's getting that pensive, nervous look that he gets. I haven't seen that remnant. You'd have to go back to last year on the puppy mill bill to literally see that sort of pensive, nervous look that he gets on his face.
You know, and usually when you say the puppy mill bill, I have a little salute for the Senator from Polk, but I won't right now. And I think because he's a sheriff, that's the way sheriffs get.
I did see some nostalgic television over the weekend, and I was reminded of the Andy Griffith Show. And they had the episode that reminds me of the Senator from Polk, the one where the goat had eaten all the dynamite.
Yes.
And Andy and Barney had to lead it out of town with a harmonica.
Yes.
That kind of reminded me of him. So
I can see how it would.
All right. Thank you, Senator.
Yes, sir.
Further discussion. Senator from Buchanan, for what purpose do you rise?
To inquire of the Senator from Clay.
Senator from Clay, do you yield? She does.
Just,
proceed.
Thank you. Thank you, Senator. On line 9 of the amendment, on the front first page, it says, in conjunction with, the publication will be approved by the State Tax Commission in conjunction with the association. And I'm just wondering, how will that operate? Because it seems to me that it may be a little vague.
Well, in practicality, what we're trying to do is not name an assessor's association like we goofed up in the 80s and named a specific publication. There is one organization, like the Missouri Bar Association represents the lawyers, the Missouri Medical Association represents a lot of doctors.
Well, that's not
We're
my
not
point.
Naming them.
That's not what I'm getting at.
Okay.
What I'm getting at is, what does it mean to do something in conjunction with? What if the State Tax Commission says, we select Book A and the association, I mean, what is their role here? What is in conjunction with them mean?
Because that language actually came from the Assessors Association, I know they're okay with it. But
well, they might be okay. I'm just wondering what it means to do something in conjunction with, because the power right. of the Tax Commission isn't well defined there.
Right.
Do you understand my point? And just, I mean, I'm sure that later on in the process, I love your amendment. I just wanted you to think.
The way that it is supposed to work is the Tax Commission will say, okay, these five guides are all okay. They're all nationally recognized guides. Now, Assessors Association, let's work together to pick one that we think is reasonable. Probably what's going to happen and the way this is contemplated and the way that it's worked in the past is that they're going to get statements of cost from these different guides. And the assessors didn't want to be locked into having to choose one, because obviously that's a monopoly, and so they can charge the moon if they wanted to. The assessors believe that they were charging the moon. And as a result, they're able now to get different price figures in and say, well, you know, Kelly Blue Book is about the same value, but they're going to charge 50% less than NADA, so Tax Commission, why don't you let us make that one the single recognized guide for the state.
Yeah, that's fine with me. I just didn't know that those words actually put that into effect. And so I just wanted to have you think.
That's what's going on. The assessors group didn't want to be forced to shop at the NADA store. I understand their concerns. So the only way that we could do it is get the tax commission to say, these are all okay, and now let's pick one out of that all assessors in the state of Missouri are going to use. That way they can shop on price and quality for the cost of using that guide statewide. And then the taxpayer is still empowered, because any informed taxpayer has the opportunity to come in and say, well, but this one is lower and here's why, and then the burden shifts over to the government to prove it's higher.